नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम ऑल द पार्टिसिपेंट्स ऑफ अवर उत्कर्ष फेस्टिवल फॉर दिस मंथ। आई गेस दिस विल बी द लास्ट वन फॉर द ईयर। So we started off, this is the third Utkarsh, fourth. So we started off with the 3E, entertainment, enlightenment and emancipation. Because living in this material world and practicing spirituality, we can't disregard the material aspects. Just like if you are in a certain country, then in order to function in that country, you need to follow the basic rules of that country. So if someone is going to America, he can't go with his Indian rupees and say that, I am so wealthy, look at so many rupees I have, I want to buy a mansion in Beverly Hills with my crores of rupees. Won't be of any value over there. So in order to get going, you have to have that currency. So we who are originally residents of the spiritual world come to this foreign land called the material world. And we have come by choice. It was our choice. We chose that we wanted to experience what this material world is all about. And we have been doing that, trying to still explore. Still, we have not found our exploration come to any consensus. So living in this material world, having this material body, material senses, material mind, and everything material around us, and one tiny spark within us is trying to become Krishna conscious. It's like Prahlad Maharaj amidst the entire kingship of Hiranyakashipu. But there is a slight problem. Everything around us are agents of Hiranyakashipu. Sorry to say, we are not Prahlad. So, the 3E, which is not just an alternative. Don't consider that because we are helpless in this material world, therefore, just to boost us up, we can spiritualize entertainment. No, intrinsically, by default, original entertainment is in spirituality. And what you see now, in the name of entertainment, what is going on is nothing but a perverted reflection of that original entertainment. And what is the testimony of that? The testimony is that when you experience the original entertainment, natural, pure, organic, it satisfies you. It helps you become a better person. The example is given that one time there was a monkey, and this monkey was a lazy one. Generally, monkeys are not lazy, but this monkey was the odd monkey out. He was the lazy monkey. So he was very fond of eating succulent red apples right from the tree, right from the apple tree. So he was very fond of that. So it so happened that he saw where he used to hang around his domain, his ilaka. He found an apple tree. And then when the season came, he saw succulent, big-sized, shiny red apples. And upon seeing those shiny red apples, he got tempted. But then his laziness was pulling him down. Oh, if I want those apples, I'll have to climb this apple tree, which is big in size. And I have to endeavor. I have to make an effort. Wish I had a wife who could serve me out these nice succulent apples. But somehow I couldn't find one. Remained a brahmachari. In fact, when you become brahmachari, you get different kind of apple. It's eaten from one side. So, lazy he was, not wanting to climb the tree. So then, the wise amongst the monkey group, you know, like monkeys are called colony of monkeys. That's the English phrase, you know, colony of monkeys. So amongst the colony of monkeys, the wise old monkey suggested to him, "Oh, so you want to enjoy the apples and you don't want to climb the tree? The simple solution for that is just look at the reflection in the water." And he saw exactly the same amount of apples, the reflection was on the surface of the water, which was, you know, on the banks. The tree was just on the banks of that lake. And he was suggested, "Why don't you grab one of those, the reflection?" Fool he was, he jumped. Swimming ka swimming ho jayega, apple ka apple mil jayega. And he tried, he tried, he tried. And he tried. And he failed. Why couldn't he get the satisfaction of eating those apples, although the apples were visibly seen with all its redness, with all its shininess? It was all seen. But the monkey couldn't enjoy, couldn't fill his belly, couldn't enjoy the taste, the juice, because it was running after the perverted reflection. Similarly, in this material world, in the name of entertainment, what we are looking for is nothing but the reflection of the original. Why? We don't want the original because for the original you have to work hard. So like lazy monkeys, we want the easy way out. I'll be okay with the reflection, you know. But the problem in that is, it looks like that, but it doesn't have any of the actual qualities of the original apple. Shrama eva hi kevalam. What's gotten at the end of it? Simply hard labor. Nothing more than that. So therefore, through these programs like Utkarsha, when we are trying to inform all of you, what are we trying to inform all of you? Look at the entertainment over here, which brings you the substantial satisfaction. Grab the original apple. Don't be misled by the reflection. Prahlad Maharaj gives the example that if you are decorating your reflection, you won't look beautiful. You look yourself in the mirror, your reflection, and you decorate the reflection, which means you decorate the mirror, you are not decorating yourself. So after spending hours and hours decorating your own reflection in the mirror, and then you ask someone, how am I looking? What answer will you get? The same. Or they will say, you have made a bigger fool of yourself than before decorating. So therefore, we have to understand, as we were discussing last time, that materialistic life, what it is? Miserable, meaningless, incriminating. Pleasure ending in pain, illogical lifestyle, dangerous consequences. Now, when we try to know the reality of this material world, we have to be very honest. We can't just look at this material world with dishonest eyes. Why do I use that term, dishonest eyes? Because people of this material world, they show you this material world the way they want you to see. And therefore, the material world is projected by the materialists in such a way that it sounds so appealing. That's marketing. That's nothing but marketing. In marketing, you go to any market, some good sized market where everything is available, and you will find practically every shop is proclaiming their product is the best. Is it not? Every shop is proclaiming the same. Diwali time, you will find tons and tons of marketing which is happening for tons and tons of products. Now you know that everyone who is marketing their product has got their cut in that. They have their cut in that. And therefore they have to present their product in such a way that even if there are discrepancies in that, they make it appear as if that discrepancy is something which is going to help you. It's something which is like, you know, the feather on the cap. You know, it's like in the movie industry when the hero gets beaten up initially. Why the hero gets beaten up initially? To make it more exciting. That, you know, they work upon the human psyche. So when the hero gets beaten up initially and is bound up and, you know, blood is flowing from all over and he's helpless, he's bound, his mother is bound somewhere else, his sister is bound somewhere else. Totally helpless. So then what transpires within the audience hearts? They become very restless. Now, you know, only if I was there, I would have released one of them. In kutton ke samne mat nachna basanti. And then you'll find he's tied up and he's, you know, hurling abuses. And then we say, "Arey, kutta mat bol. Filal mat bol. Mar dalega wo." Jor jor se bola, "Kutte." Because director has told, abhi marne nahi wala hai wo. Bol jitna bolna. And then the desperation is created so that when eventually he'll have the last laugh, as they say, then he will have the last laugh and the tables change and the tables are turned, then you feel, "Ah, yes, we always knew the hero is always going to be victorious." So this is how Maya works. When Maya presents anything which is gratifying, initially it might present it in a way which might be unacceptable. But then she presents in such a way that, just like cigarette. Now, cigarette, initially when somebody starts smoking, it's unacceptable by the lungs. One coughs out, one chokes. But then the marketing is done in such a way that, no, don't get carried away by the discrepancy of this cigarette right now. Have faith, have trust. Utsah nischa dhairyat. Because you see the Mahajans. You see the Mahajans of smoking cigarette. Look at them. They have reached anartha nivritti bhav. Beyond ruchi and all that. Look at them. And then they make you feel that there is nothing wrong with cigarette. There is nothing wrong with cigarette smoking. If anything is wrong, the wrong is in you. Because you do not know how to smoke well. You are a fool. We'll teach you. Shishyastehaṁ shādhi māṁ tvāṁ prapannam baudhaṁ. And we'll teach you, we'll initiate you into the art of smoking. Now just see what a conspiracy is this. I'm just giving you one sample that our natural, and it's the material body which is rejecting, not the soul. We are not yet gone to the soul. It's the material body which is rejecting this material activity. Illicit sex life, material body rejecting it. Meat eating, material body rejecting it. Forget about spirituality. But Maya Devi somehow, no. Don't get carried away by the unsuccessful attempts in sense gratification. You have to be determined. Go on. Again and again and again. And then you will get the taste. And then you will get the hang of it. It will grow on you. And it happens. Why it happens? Because it works on the psyche, the human psyche. It's called the mob psychology. When you see so many people doing, and everyone, you remember the 5 paisa circus we discussed last time? So because everyone is getting beaten up, and nobody wants to confess and reveal how hard he was beaten up. And everyone knows that everyone was beaten up in that circus. But just cover it up. Why? Because we'll feel good. Just talking about, be positive. Be optimist. Don't talk about your beating. If you are smoking, be positive that how you are helping the cigarette company make their business. Appears to be very charitable. So therefore, look at this material world with honest eyes, not with dishonest eyes. Or rather, look at this material world with impartial vision. Some people might ask this question, oh, because you couldn't make it in this material world, therefore, angur khatte hain? Is that your story? Because you couldn't make it in this material world, therefore this material world is miserable. Huh? What? Look at you. And look at so many other successful tycoons of this material world. And how they are getting the best out of this material world. What about them? The next question is, how do you define what is best? What is the real definition of what is best? It's all relative. It's all relative. So therefore, tonight, I thought of discussing from one analogy, game of life, very relevant in this country of India. The game of cricket. I don't have to ask that question, that is there anyone who has never ever played cricket? Everyone has played. Everyone knows. Still, looking at, you know, the sunny pitch, you might be becoming tempted. It's an intoxication. In India, cricket is everything. It's the religion, it's the intoxication, it's the national pride. What could be life without cricket? Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Cricket virahename. But herein, tonight we'll be focusing on only one aspect of this cricket game, the cricket ball. Now that is one of the most important ingredient. Everything is running around that small, silly little cricket ball. How many players? 22. 11 in one team? I was not into cricket, so. 11 in one team? Okay. Of course, I was into some other intoxication. That was tennis. So, doesn't get better. So, don't worry. So, 22 and one ball. What's happening? And you might be curious that what are the lessons which I'm going to know. Now, look at how desperate these players are. How desperate to somehow or the other get hold of this ball. And the game is made in such a way, we know the rules. The game is made in such a way that at a certain time, at a certain place, in a certain situation, you catch the ball, you are the hero. And the same ball, at a certain another time, another situation, you release it from your hand, again you are the hero. Like, if somebody who is totally ignorant about this game, like there is this humorous anecdote of one remote villager came and to the city and he saw the football final was going on the screen. And you know, recently there was football final this year. I was in Germany, by the way, when the final match. And it was mayhem in Germany. They won. They were crazy, and you know, people were coming up to me and they say, "You should come every time whenever there is football final because you have brought some good luck to our country." Okay. I don't mind. If you sponsor the ticket. So this illiterate villager comes to the city and he is watching. Everyone is glued. Football final, World Cup is going on. Everyone is glued to the TV screen everywhere. And he is looking at everyone else. As everyone else is looking at the screen, he is looking at everyone else. What's happening? Majra kya hai? Kya chal raha idhar? And then everyone, you know, he is seeing that there are so many. Again, 22. 22 running after one ball. So he tries to apply his logic. And he says, "Itne wo log paglon ke jaise wo ek ball ke piche hain. कितने दर्शक वहां बैठ के देख रहे हैं, हो हल्ला चल रहा है, क्यों इतनी तकलीफ दे रहे हैं उनको, सबको एक एक बॉल दे दो." Now this is a true incident. The before which I quoted was just an anecdote, humorous one, but this is a true incident. Back when I was my college days, so I was into tennis. You know, that was like, you know, my religion that time, lawn tennis. So from our village. Now, not just from my father's village, but from my grandfather's village, which was even more remote. There was this one guy who was brought, and he was, you know, like Rajasthani Maharajas are famous for cooking and all. So he was brought for cooking purposes. And now he, for the first time, is coming out of his village, coming to a city, living in an apartment, you know, not knowing, first time seeing television. The only thing he knew was cooking, that's it. He was very good at cooking, so he was brought. And you know, you can just pay whatever amount you want, because he's okay. Coming from the village, he's okay. Even 500 bucks is too much. Oh, 500. So now I was watching Wimbledon. You all know Wimbledon. And he sat next to me on the floor, and he started to watch along with me, because he had just arrived, so he was not employed until then. So he was watching along with me. I was not able to figure out what's happening. So he asked me, "Kya ho raha hai?" Now, because he was into cooking, so I thought, how will I explain to him what is tennis now? So, you know, in cooking, they use for frying, you know, for frying. What do you call here? No, aapki bhasha mein batao. Zahara. So in our language it's called jharia. So I told him that, you know, you look, they both are holding jharia. So he said, "Haan, wohi main soch raha tha, ye kya kar rahe hain usko le?" Because he could relate to only anything which is connected to cooking. He said, "Kya kar rahe hain wo log usko leke? Wo ghaas pe kya kar rahe hain usko leke?" So I said, "Wo dekho, wo ek na laddu bana bana ke dusre ko de raha hai." So, and you know, the tennis players, they have the habit, they'd remove the ball and then they, you know, just move the ball like that. So he actually thought, you know, laddu kaise bante dono haath. So he became really involved now, and I was looking at him, he became really involved and he was concerned. He was very much concerned, and I could see the concern on his face. Chintit dikh raha tha wo, uske chehre pe chinta dikh rahi thi. Usse chinta kis baat ki hai? Wo itni zor se maar raha hai, laddu phutega nahi. So the logic over here, we see that someone who is desperate to catch that ball, and then you find somebody who is desperate to throw it away, the bowler. क्या लॉजिक, क्या प्रभु जी आपका दिमाग खराब हो गया, आपको लॉजिक है? आप जाओ किसी दिखा के आओ किसी डॉक्टर को, बिकॉज द लवर्स ऑफ क्रिकेट, फॉर देम एवरीथिंग मेक्स सेंस इन क्रिकेट. यू कांट स्पीक एनीथिंग अगेंस्ट दिस गेम और मेक फन ऑफ दिस गेम इन दिस कंट्री. जीना है कि जी नहीं जीना है. बट हियर इन वी आर ट्राइंग टू लर्न लेसन्स. सो वी सी दैट अ क्रिकेट बॉल इज सो मच यूज्ड, एंड प्रैक्टिकली एवरीथिंग इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन वेयर द बॉल गोज. द सेम बॉल कैन मेक द टीम विन, एंड द सेम बॉल can make the team lose. Is it not? So, we'll first look into the plight, not the flight, the plight of this cricket ball. So I have compared the conditioned soul to this cricket ball. Let's see what it says. The first thing we see that these are some of the things which happens with the cricket ball. Is it not? The bowler kisses it. Practically the cricket ball is worshipped. Shines it. Usko kitna chamkata hai. Khud ka pant ghis ghis ke ganda kar deta hai. Kitna ghiste hai wo log. Ghis ghis ke ganda kar deta hai. Itna. In fact, you know, in India, the craziness of cricket is so much that this was a few World Cups back in Bombay. There was an article, the craziness on cricket. This was in India Today. And, you know, there was one person. Whenever he would watch India playing, he would watch in his home while putting on the entire cricket gear. Dekhte samay helmet, pads, sab pehen ke cricket dekhta tha wo khali. To India Today walon ne jaake usko photo khicha, uska interview liya ki bhai, wo log to khel rahe hain, tum ye sab pehen ke kyun baitha hai? In case they want. जरूरत पड़ गई तो क्या अपनी टीम थोड़ी कच्ची है इसलिए वेन एवर दे वॉन्ट आई शुड बी रेडी. सो हियर इन वी फाइंड दैट अ क्रिकेट बॉल इज किस्ड रेज्ड समटाइम्स फ्लंग समटाइम्स बीटन लाइक एनीथिंग चेज्ड बाय सो मेनी प्लेयर्स द फील्डर्स the catchers, the wicket keepers, is it not? And sometimes thrown away. Now you are imagining the cricket ball and thinking, bechari ball. But we are comparing conditioned soul now to the cricket ball. Are you ready now for the real game? Prabhuji, thoda samal ke bolna. So sometimes we are loved and we are hated. How many times you find yourself in that predicament? कल जो मुझको कहती थी वो कि तुमसे बड़ा शहंशाह मेरे जीवन में कोई नहीं. आज मेरे मकबरे पर फूल चढ़ाने आ रही है. मकबरा जानते हैं? टूम टूम्ब. So we find that on a material level, how the relationships are so fickle. Love and hate, they are like two sides of the same coin. Of the same coin. And we find that people who claim that we are die-hard lovers, and then you will find that hardly there is any love, and there is only death remaining in that die-hard love. Why? Because it is based on something which is so temporary. It is based on something which is simply out of infatuation. Just like the cricket ball, according to time, place and circumstance, the cricket ball is sometimes loved, and the same cricket ball is hated. When the batsman, he hits a sixer, he loves that cricket ball. You are my dearest one. And when that same ball clean bowls him, kalmuhi. Teri shakal bhi main nahi dekhna chahta. Like that. So conditioned living entity in this material world undergoes these phases. And we have to understand that as long as we are on the pitch of Maya, love and hatred is going to come hand in hand. The so-called love of this material world, know for sure that eventually it is going to turn into hatred. And vice versa. And you will ask, well, if the hatred will also then turn into love? Yes. But again it will turn into hatred. And again love, and again hatred. So you know how it is like? It is like if you have a bulb which is glowing. So sometimes it glows, sometimes it gets off. Sometimes it glows, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it glows, sometimes it doesn't. Now if it glows, okay, you can do something. If it is doing it like that, you know, going off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on, you will get annoyed. You will say, ya to chalu rakho ya band karo usko. So material world, you know, why a living entity becomes frustrated? Because it is like the glowing on and off of the bulb. Love, hate, love, hate, love, hate going on. People become so frustrated. To hell with, after a while, they say, to hell with this mundane relationship. So many times I have expected, I have hoped, I have desired, and then I have miserably failed. And I see so many others miserably failing. Where is the feedback? Preaching in Bombay, many times I found many youth, you know, they come for the youth programs totally frustrated, aise muh latka hua. And out of frustration, they come for the Hare Krishna programs. Ki usne mere saath ye suluk kiya, uska badla main lunga, main Hare Krishna banunga abhi. और टोन सुना ना, हरे कृष्णा बनूंगा, हरे कृष्णा नहीं, हरे कृष्णा बदला लूंगा मैं. सो लर्निंग दिस लेसन फ्रॉम द क्रिकेट बॉल, देन व्हेन इट कम्स टू अवर करियर्स, sometimes you find that the bowler, after kissing the ball, it raises the ball, you know, for everyone to see, and everyone looks at the ball, and they are with great expectations. They are just, you know, their heartbeat is also going up and down with the ball. Now he's about to bowl, and it's all, what miracle this ball can do. And they pray in the heart of their hearts, Oh, my dear ball, just like you are raising yourself so high up, raise the scores of our team. So the society sometimes, you know, they just raise you, praise you, flatter you. तुम से अच्छा कौन है? कोई नहीं. And it gets in our head. The problem is, it gets in our head. And just like love and hate, similarly, our raising high and then being flung may be the next ball. When we are flung down, when we are thrown, when we are not just flung, when we are beaten. And the poor ball gets confused. Just moments ago I was being kissed. Moments later I was raised up. Moments later I was flung down. And now they are beating me up. Kya bigada maine tumhara? They are beating me up. And then you find everyone chasing after, and the ball thinks, look at me again now. So many people are after me. Hum bhi kuch kam nahi. So get into the psychology of the cricket ball, that how the cricket ball gets confused when all of these different emotions are cluttering in the consciousness of the ball. How many times we find ourselves in that predicament, in that plight? What's happening? Few months ago, I was like the cynosure of everyone who were around me. Now nobody is looking at me. And then you find that after a while, then someone comes. I was the one chosen for you. Everyone rejected you because Providence was wanting us to meet. And then again, your confidence is reawakened in this material world, in the material affairs. Itna bhi bura nahi hai bhautik sansar. Kahin dhoop, kahin chhaav. To kabhi kabhi dhoop, kabhi kabhi chhaav. Chhaav bhi aati hai, dhoop bhi aati hai. Sab kuch hota hai. Isliye hamein उससे प्रभावित नहीं होना चाहिए. मैंने गीता के क्लास में सुना है. इवन इफ यू आर किस्ड, फ्लंग्ड, बीटन, बट देन यू फाइंड दैट एट अ सर्टन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आफ्टर ऑल दैट देयर विल बी सो मेनी फील्डर्स हु विल बी चेजिंग आफ्टर यू. काय काय, पकड़ो पकड़ो, वो बाउंड्री के से पहले पकड़ो उसको. एंड व्हेन द batsman hits high up in the air, there are so many running around wanting to hold it, and the ball thinks, just look at me, look at my value. The entire stadium is looking at me and wanting that somebody should hold me. Kaun hoga wo naseeb wala जो मुझे पकड़ पाएगा. कैच मी इफ यू कैन. बट देन द नेक्स्ट मोमेंट व्हेन द ओवर इज ओवर, द बॉल इज थ्रोन अवे. व्हेन somebody हिट्स द सिक्स, व्हेन somebody clean bowl, who looks at the ball so much? Everyone is just looking at each other and embracing each other, and high fives going on, and hip hip hoorays and all that stuff is going on. एंड द पुअर बॉल इज लुकिंग आउट, तो मैंने किया, मेरे को भी तो देखो, बाउंड्री के बाहर तो मैं गई, थ्रोन अवे. सो व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ द कंडीशन्ड लिविंग एंटिटी, वी सी दैट हाउ द क्रिकेट बॉल, द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग विच वी हैव टू लर्न ओवर हियर इज दैट द क्रिकेट बॉल becomes only the object of attention. It doesn't become the object of love. There is no trophy given to the cricket ball. As long as the match is on, people are paying attention to the ball. They may zoom in, they may magnify it and show whether the ball was within the boundary line or outside the boundary line or whatever. So everyone is paying attention. Yes, no doubt everyone is paying attention. But nobody is falling in love with the cricket ball. So what are we trying to understand over here? That just because you are being attended to, or people are paying attention to you, or you are becoming the object of their attention, don't be misled, get carried away, that's love. Just like the celebrities. How long the celebrities, they get all the attention? As long as they are in the market, as long as they are in the industry, as long as they have their figure intact, as long as they are giving all the gratification to the audience. Yes. Just like the cricket ball. As long as the cricket ball is giving all the gratification during the match, all the attention is on the cricket ball. But at the end of the game, nobody loves the cricket ball. So the real success of a human being is, what is the real success of the human being? The real success of the human being is how many people actually love you. You become the object of their true love, not attention. Your good looks, your education, your charisma, your physical attributes can simply get someone's attention. And when everyone is giving thumbs up to all of these things, don't get carried away that they are actually loving you. No. All these things stripped away from you, you don't even become history. So, do you want to know what is the yardstick of who is a wealthy person? Truly wealthy. Do you want to know? If you want to know how wealthy you are, just try to make a tear drop from your eyes and see how many people run to grab it before it falls on the ground. The more number of people run to grab that tear which has fallen from your eyes before it falls to the ground, to that extent you are wealthy. And a person who is the most poverty stricken, that person who has maximum number of people who become the cause of tears in his eyes, rather than catching those tears. Radhanath Maharaj, very wonderful explanation he gave on who is really wealthy. He said, if you really want to know how wealthy you are, go to your house. List down everything which you have bought in your house. And then make another list of what you have in your house which money can't buy. You have one list of all those things which you have in your house which money can buy. And yes, everyone, you know, they make an inventory of that. And okay, you see, my flat screen, my computer, my this, my washing machine, microwave oven, you know, fridge, refrigerator, everything. They make a list of all what money can buy. And yes, look at the total. It's coming in lakhs and crores. He said, that's not the yardstick of how wealthy you are. Make another list of how many things you have in your house which money cannot buy. That's how, if you have more things on the other list, that's how wealthy you are. Are you all with me? So, object of attention and object of love. What is the difference? The object of attention is simply used by the people of this world, society, and thrown away. Whereas the object of love is cared for and protected. And we see that this use and throw civilization. What is this use and throw civilization? That as long as you are gratifying my senses, as long as you are fulfilling whatever my demands are, following my dictates, I use you. The moment you stop supplying my gratification, chuck you out of my life. Like a tissue paper. How many of you, you actually value the used tissue paper? What to speak if it's used somewhere else? The same tissue paper, you go in a shopping mall and it's nicely displayed, you know, altars made for this tissue paper, nicely displayed. And you go, you buy rolls of those tissue paper. And then, what is the ultimate destination of that tissue paper? Use and throw. So many times, when our external charisma, which is displayed like the display of the tissue paper, and that particular point of time, the tissue papers are discussing amongst themselves, look at how many people are desperately wanting to buy us. In the West, people buy tissue paper, tons and tons of tissue paper is used for obvious reasons. And they have so many different varieties of those tissue papers. For wiping your face, there is another one. And there is a wet one, you know, if your skin is oily. Like that. So many varieties. From top to bottom. But then, if it is used so thoroughly, what is the value of it in people's lives? We are talking about the mentality, not just simply an object or a commodity called tissue paper. We are talking about the mentality, and the mentality is the same whether it's a tissue paper or whether it is a person. The mentality has become the same. As long as you are usable, as long as I am usable, everyone knows, okay. Nowadays marriages have become like a business contract. Sauda. Sauda bolte na, sauda hai. I keep supplying something which you do not have, you keep supplying to me which I do not have. Barter system. And then we show to the society, here we are, happily living. Because everyone is living like that and everyone knows that what's the deal, you know. It's like, you know, this word is nowadays very much used. The best deal. What is the best deal available? What is the best package available? And, you know, they might not use that language when it comes to relationship, when it comes to marriage, you know. Otherwise, it's more or less the same thing, you know. Two people coming together, good looking, gratifying each other, educated and all of that stuff. What people, others, they say, best deal. What a deal. Because it's nothing but a deal nowadays, if it's on the material level. So therefore, what ultimately satisfies us is who is really caring for us and working for our protection. In our scriptures, it is mentioned that the same Supreme Lord whom we rejected in the spiritual world, rebelled against Him, disobeyed Him, blasphemed Him, coming in this material world, still continuing to do that, He comes after us, within our hearts, as Paramatma, as so many avatars and representatives, as His holy dham, scriptures, prasadam, deities, holy names, so on and so forth, just so that He can care for us and He can protect us. In spite of we spitting on Him through our actions, still He is our Surd, the real well-wisher. Now, we find that in this world, the more you present yourself as a perfect person, the more you get attention towards you. Like, you know, some of these heroic icons, the Supermans, the Spidermans and all these. What do you find in these heroic icons? That they are perfect. Never make a mistake. कभी स्पाइडरमैन की मूवी में दिखाए कि गलती से वो आया ही नहीं बाहर, तेरी तो बाहर ही नहीं आ रहा, दबाया जा रहा बाहर ही नहीं आ रहा, या बाहर आया वो चिपका ही नहीं उधर, वो चिपक गया और ये जा रहा है बड़े स्काई स्क्रीपर बिल्डिंग में से, यहां से आए स्पाइडरमैन एवरीवन स्पाइडरमैन और बीच में टूट गया वो दाम धीरे गिर गया। हाँ, कभी दिखा है ऐसे? नहीं ना? हर समय टाइम पे निकलेगा, टाइम पे चिपकेगा, टाइम पे वो लटक के जाएगा, बीच में कभी टूटेगा नहीं, परफेक्ट। सो लोग वो देख के आते, क्या परफेक्ट उड़ता है, क्या परफेक्ट यहां से वहां लटकता है। एंड देन दे look at people and they expect such things. You know, the celebrities, when they look at these celebrities, when they are shown, these heroes are shown so perfect that no matter how many gundas come, he is going to be victorious. No matter how big Hulk comes, you know, he is going to be victorious. And then, you know, when people come out and, you know, they look out for, the perfect woman is shown over there, the perfect hero is shown over here, and then when they go and look for their matches, tumhare andar hai kya wo perfection uski tarah? Fir wo poochta hai, tumhare andar hai kya? Pehle tumhare andar hai to pehle batao na, khud ke gireban mein jhaank ke dekh. दिखने में तो भूंजा हुआ बैंगन है और तेरे को चाहिए रिचर्ड गेयर, खैर आपको मालूम भी नहीं होगा कौन है। बट हाउ सी एंड देन एनी डिस्क्रिपेंसी इज थ्रोन अवे। सो द पॉइंट ओवर हियर इज टीम्स विन एंड लूज, नोबडी इवन लुक्स एट द बॉल। सो यू मे स्लॉग हार्ड, यू मे बी टॉस्ड अराउंड, फ्लंग, किस्ड, रेज्ड, बीटन, चेज्ड, थ्रोन, ऑल ऑफ दिस इज हैपनिंग एंड यू मे फील दैट व्हाई नोबडी इज राइटिंग अ बुक ऑन मी, फाइनली समबडी इज मेकिंग अ पावर पॉइंट एट लीस्ट एंड द बॉल माइट से आई लव द हरे कृष्णा बिकॉज एट लीस्ट समवन। At least the Hare Krishnas have recognized whatever lessons they might be extracting out. That's another story. But at least, kisi ne pucha to. Finally, old worn out ball gets tossed aside. That ball which was kissed one day, the ball which was chased after, the ball which was people were going mad running after it, giving it so much importance and value, when it is old and worn out, what happens is chucked out. So, my dear friends, let's not become victim of the players of this pitch of Maya. What was the immediate emotion which you all had upon seeing this old face? What lecture sunte hain? Kindly keep looking at this picture. प्रभु जी नंबर मिलेगा क्या? नाउ व्हाट वॉज द इमोशन? यस प्रभु, व्हाट इज दैट? द पिच ऑफ माया। What is your realization? Let's be honest. By the way, it's the same face. It's no Photoshop here. It's the same face. Material world is designed in such a way that no matter what you do to make yourself grab or become the object of people's attention, eventually the cataclysms of this material world are going to catch on in a very merciless way. Now looking at, okay, if you don't want to, this beautiful face, and then when you saw, or if you imagine it turning into that wrinkled old face, you feel कि ये प्रकृति कितनी निर्दयी है. ना 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 ना, कितनी पत्थर दिल है ये प्रकृति, कितने सुंदर चेहरे को क्या बना दिया. हाँ, सो यस, वी आर इन नासिक एंड वी कैन गिव दिस एग्जाम्पल. Very relevant in Nasik, this example, that in the youthhood the face looks like freshly grown grape, angur. And you know what's coming. And when the material world takes its toll on that same beautiful face, what it becomes after a while? Angur ab ban gaya kishmish. Koi bolega, Prabhu, wo jyada costly hai. Hai na? Dry fruit ho gaya abhi. एक पत्नी अपने पति से कहती है, पता है जानू, वो कहता है, मुझे कैसे पता, मेरी जान लेने वाली. पॉज करके बोलते बाद में. फिर जब हमारी शादी हुई थी तो मैं एकदम पेप्सी की बोतल की तरह थी. मेरा फिगर पेप्सी की बोतल की तरह. तो ये कहता है, अभी भी पेप्सी की बोतल लो. बोला, अच्छा, हाँ अभी केवल 500 ml की बोतल लो. सो the point over here is that when we are simply focusing on those attributes which grabs people's attention, that is the greatest trick of Maya. And the whole world is just running around for that, trying to grab others' attention, some or the other, by fashion, by style, by looks, by speech, whatever. So, let's not become object of people's window shopping. You know window shopping? Let's not become simply objects of window shopping for people. Let's become something which is valuable and become that object of love. So these are some few lessons which we can learn just from one cricket ball. So next time, in case if you are playing cricket, how many of you play cricket? तो अगली बार जब गेंद को हाथ में उठाओ, तो क्या याद आना चाहिए? All the lessons, remember, kissed, raised, flung, beaten, chased, thrown away, all of that. So, on a serious note, we are gathering over here to see this material world with honest vision. Seeing this material world through the eyes of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. While living in this material world, seeing the material world through the eyes of Krishna, that is how we can spiritualize this material world and Krishnaize, that would be the right word, Krishnaize this material world. And even though we might be kissed, flung, beaten, chased, thrown away, whatever, we know that there is one person whom we have surrendered who will actually pick us up. Even if we are torn, rotten, thrown away, will pick us up. Because if we show our real, genuine surrender unto Him, He is the one who is our real well-wisher, Surad, who will care for us. And who will protect, as Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nitya bhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So that is the assurance given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Maya Devi, she simply brings about more and more traps and conspiracies. Just know whom we have to give ourselves in the hands of. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions? Mike.
Sometimes it's more difficult to understand that we are not this body, we are the eternal soul. Or in other words, we are not from this world, or we are from that Krishna's abode. It's so much, sometimes it becomes so much difficult to convince our mind or to convince outsider people. So
it's very difficult to convince oneself that we are not this body, but we are spirit soul. Now, you are right. It's a very difficult proposition. Just like there is the story of the frog in the well. So there was this frog who was living in the well, and another frog who just visited the Pacific Ocean informs this frog in the well that there is a body of water which is millions and millions of times bigger than this little well of yours. But the frog was not convinced. Why? Because the frog always kept himself in the association of all those frogs who convinced each other, this is the only body of water on the surface of planet Earth, which is the biggest. So the more you live with those frogs, the more those frogs will convince you that the well in which you are living is very well. So the more you hang out with those friends of yours who are into the bodily concept of life, whose be all and end all is simply me, my body, the more it will be difficult for you to think that you are a soul. And the more you are surrounded by people who are working hard to live on the platform of the soul, the more it will be easier for you. Like, I'll give you a very realistic example. You know, when you have been coming for the Hare Krishna program since long now. Now, whenever you come for the Hare Krishna program, do you really are concerned what are you wearing? क्या पहन के जाओ आज हरे कृष्ण प्रोग्राम में जा ए, कुछ भी पहन ले वैसे वो लोग शरीर नहीं है डू यू रियली गेट कंफ्यूज लुकिंग एट योर वार्डरोब लिवाइस पहनू कि डोल्चे गब्बाना क्या पहन के कौन सा डिजाइनर पहन के जाऊं Why? Because over here you know. But then, if you are going for some party, and over there you know that everyone is going to be all decked up, dressed up in the most latest of all brands, you become totally in that consciousness. Main kya pehnu? Wo log ye pehen ke aaye, main kya pehnu? Yahan par, सब लोग धोती कुर्ते में घूमते फिरते हैं यहाँ पे तिलक लगाकर बहुत से लोग तो पीछे वो शिखा रखे हैं शेवन हेड मैं पहन के भी आऊंगा तो सब ले ये क्या पहन के आया तरंगी सो द मोर यू हैंग आउट हियर द मोर यू वॉन्ट बी कंसर्न अबाउट व्हाट यू आर वेयरिंग और हाउ यू आर लुकिंग यू आर मोर कंसर्न अबाउट योर इनर कैरेक्टर which will be tested. You go outside in that particular circle, in that association, nobody talks about your character and all that stuff. How you are looking, how you are wearing, what you know your physical figure is all about. So the more you hang out with those frogs, they will convince you to remain in that well. Okay? So Prabhupada, this age-old example Prabhupada gave, the frog in the well, we can use it, you know, in a very innovative way, even now, in the 21st century. Okay? Anything else? Well, it is more or less what question he was asking. Systematic step we are taking over here. Utkarsh, Prerana, Drishti. Our regular Thursday program, so many things we are doing all. What is it? If they are increasing their programs one after another, is it not? They are also increasing their programs one after another. So in order to catch up, in order to give you a better substitute, we are trying our bit over here. So yes, if we are sincere, if we look into the program which is offered by Srila Prabhupada in this ISKCON, it has the potency to deliver, to redeem the most fallen. That's the claim of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission is meant to reclaim the most fallen of all. And therefore, if Jagai and Madhai, who were the greatest and the most popular of all sinners, so much so that when Jagai and Madhai were sinning, Chitragupt, the scribe of Yamaraj in Yamaloka, could not catch up with the sins performed in one day. by Jagai and Madai. And if they can be reclaimed and redeemed by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why do we fear? And the reason why Jagai and Madhai, in fact, one of the lectures, Radhanath Maharaj said that if Jagai and Madhai can become pure devotees and associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, none of us in Kaliyug can give any excuse that because of this conditioning, I cannot become a pure devotee. Nobody can give any excuse, because nobody can match up with the sinful life of Jagai and Madhai. Just like no avatar can match up with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no sinner in Kaliyug can match up with Jagai and Madhai. They set such high standards of sin. In India, we are talking about our conditioning. So, I used to hang out with girls. I used to have girlfriends. I used to smoke. Or I used to eat kandalasun. Prabhupada went to America. And Prabhupada, the first audience coming to Prabhupada were these hippies who were totally drugged out, stoned. You know what stoned means? They were injecting all kinds of heavy, heavy chemicals in their system. LSD, marijuana, cocaine and all that. Totally drugged out, becoming Vaishnavas. And all good looking. They were all, imagine if Prabhupada can convince them to come out of their bodily concept of life. One of the most good looking people on planet, if Prabhupada could convince them. And Prabhupada himself was an old 70 year old Bengali Vaishnav, telling these young good looking teenagers, you are not this face. You are not this beautiful skin. You know, in India, it's very easy for us to come out of the bodily concept of life, because anyways, chalo theek hai, achhi baat hai. Waise bhi koi mil nahi raha tha. Chalo. But imagine, I have seen some of these devotees from the Western countries, you know. There was this one disciple of Prabhupada, still she is a very wonderful devotee, Jagattarini Mataji. She is elderly now, but she was an actress, top ranked actress in Australia. And there was her picture, she became a devotee, and there was her picture in the newspaper, before and after hota na. So her before as an actress, and then after she is washing pots in the Hare Krishna kitchen. And when Prabhupada was shown that picture, Prabhupada said, she is looking so beautiful in the other one. Now imagine an actress, that too from the Western country, from the Hollywood, convinced of that she is not this body. So why do we have to fear? What is our 2 paisa conditioning? Our conditioning is not even 2 paisa conditioning. Usko hum log itna pakad ke, mera conditioning. Usme hai kya conditioning mein? दम है या उसके अंदर? सो डोंट ओवर एस्टिमेट योर कंडीशनिंग. डोंट डू दिस 2 मिस्टेक्स. डोंट ओवर एस्टिमेट योर कंडीशनिंग. that you will never be able to surrender fully to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And don't underestimate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that he cannot redeem you. He cannot reclaim you out of your conditioning. Don't underestimate him and don't overestimate your conditioning. These are the two mistakes one can do. So yes, all the systems are there. You are asking this question, what is the step-by-step method? Everything is given by Srila Prabhupada. We just have to plug in ourselves. Everything is there. We just have to join the caravan which is inching towards the spiritual world. That's what we have to do. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful lecture. We were talking about care and protective in between. So I was trying to compare it with like mother and father and a child. So if a child is being responsible to his mother and father, won't that be said like he's being Krishna consciousness, or he's following his duty? Isn't that Krishna consciousness? Thank you.
Yes, why not? If one is properly taking care of one's parents. See, everything can be done in Krishna consciousness. Taking care of parents, there is a Krishna conscious way of taking care of parents. There is a material way of everything, and there is a Krishna conscious way of everything. If somebody wants to pursue education, there is the material way of pursuing education and there is a Krishna conscious way of pursuing education. If somebody wants to take care of the parents or family members or society, do social work, there is a material way of doing social work, there is a Krishna conscious way of doing social work. If somebody wants to serve the country, there is a material way you can serve the country, and there is a Krishna conscious way you can serve the country. So yes, that's what I was telling, that you name it and you can't get away from doing it without Krishna consciousness. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, sex life I am. If somebody says, oh, Krishna says, you can do it Krishna conscious way. That many people will be interested. But if you get to know what is the Krishna conscious way, you will say, Prabhuji, better, you know, I attend Drishti. Okay. So yes, why not? One has to, as Prabhupada used to say, that if you become Krishna conscious, you will become the best son for your parents, you will become the best brother, you will become the best parent later on, in case, you will become the best teacher, the best student, the best citizen of the country, the best. Okay?
Prabhuji, how can I believe birth after death and death after birth? Because I am believing in science also and spirituality also. So I am confused.
What is your confusion, first of all? Tell me something, because we can go on this topic, but tell me one to begin with. What is your actual confusion?
Science says that after energy, kuch soul rehte, energy rehta hai. After death ke baad birth nahi rehta.
Aapne pura science padh liya?
No.
Nahi padha na? Let's talk about science. The same science which you are referring to, we have references of scientific people who have presented that there is life after death. Medical professionals, psychiatrists, science, na? That's science, na? Medical professionals, psychiatrists. They have written books on past life memories, astral body travel, out of body experiences. You know, in our Succession Gita course, we quote, we have Dr. Michael Sabom, who was a cardiologist, who talks about out of body experiences, near death experiences. Then we have Dr. Ian Stevenson, who has written a book about past life memories. And basically what they tell at the end of that, that the bodies change but the person remains the same. So as far as your question about how to believe, just look at yourself. How old are you?
20.
According to the same science, every 7 years, your body completely changes. So, what you were 7 years ago, when you were 13 years old, your cellular composition of this body of yours was totally different. But are you different now? What's your name?
Prashant.
Prashant. So 13 years ago, were you Ashant? Now you look Ashant. Okay? So 13 years ago also you were Prashant. But according to your science, it explains that in 7 years, your body has completely changed. What is reincarnation? Reincarnation means body changes, soul remains the same, is it not? So you are already reincarnating within this. Do bar ho gaya abhi already. And so many times as you live within this body, you will still remain the same Prashant, but your body keeps on changing. That is reincarnation happening, is it not? And we are talking science. I am not quoting any shloka here. I am not quoting Gita. We are talking your science. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. We'll have our Damodar Ashtakam. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Namameshwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Bhiyolu Bhaladhavamanam paramrishtamatyantato dritya gopya yashoda bhiyo lukha ladha